unfortunately, fortunately, made people chatter about your post-game comments the other day. Asked Coach about it. He said frustration right after the game. What, your thoughts on your relationship with Todd and where you guys are as you head into this critical week?
Yeah, it was, you know, I actually I came in. I apologized to Todd. I apologized to Mike, Mr. Rooney, just because that's, you know, I did. I let my frustrations jump out after a game, and you know, I don't usually do that. Usually, I keep it under control. So, you know, it's just frustrations on myself, and you know, I'll be better at that.
Does part of that come from you know how good this offense can be, Ben?
It comes from just wanting to win. Truthfully, it comes from just wanting to do anything to win football games. And yeah, knowing how good the potential that we have and the players we have. So, you know, it's just a lot of frustration, and like I said, I shouldn't have come out, but you know, that's my fault.
Is that because that's a public thing, Ben? Doesn't necessarily reflect your opinion, but maybe something you should say to them behind closed doors. Is that what you're apologizing about?
Yeah, just apologizing for the storm that created and caused. You know, we do have a lot of talks behind closed doors about things and about plays, play calling. You know, if I'm doing something that's not right on the field, we have talks about everything. You know, Coach Tom and I meet every Monday to talk about the game and what goes on. So, you know, just the frustration after a loss and especially feeling like it was my fault, it just, you know, things boiled up.
Well, you're not sorry you want to do the no-huddle more.
No, that's – you know, it's like I said, I just want to win the game. However we can win football games and win championships, that's what I want to do, and that's number one on my priority list.
Are there just a few turnovers?
You know, I feel like we're doing pretty well with, you know, a lot of injuries. We've got a lot of moving parts. Lions done a great job of filling in, but obviously we want to be more successful. We want to score more points, and we want to win games. So in that sense, I feel like we need to be better as a unit.
Ben, do you think this team right now is just a few crucial mistakes away from being a really good football team, I guess, when you look at the record?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think that we, like I said, we've had injuries, but we don't make excuses. You know, just I haven't made plays. We haven't made plays when we've needed to, and we've been close, but it's close but no cigar at times.
And are you seeing eye to eye with Todd on things?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously times that we don't, but we get that ironed out, and I'm sure it's that way with every position player and their coach. There's going to be times that you just don't see eye to eye. There's times I don't see eye to eye with Coach Tomlin, but that doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean anything, I don't think. I'm sure a lot of you don't see eye to eye with your bosses at times, but it's nothing that is a big deal. You know, you work it out, you talk about it, and you get it figured out.
Is this team where it needs to be mentally? Physically, you got the injuries, but mentally going into a game that's this early in the regular season still that's this critical?
Mentally, I believe we are. I believe we're ready to go. We understand the importance of what's ahead of us and, you know, understand the importance of this week in particular.
Last game in Cincinnati, you guys were able to run the ball effectively. How much do you need to get back to getting to where you were a few weeks ago with that game?
Well, they're a very good run defense. You know, maybe you know, tops in the league. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. But we're going to come out and you know, try and establish a run and be balanced, because that's what we've always said we need to be.
Ben, it looks like very similar teams, with the possible exception of you guys having a lot more decorated experience, if that's the word. Can you use that to your advantage, and if so, how?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of the guys in this locker room have, quote-unquote, been there before, understand that this is a playoff game for us. It's a playoff game for them. Does that mean that the outcome is going to be in our favor just because of that? No. But I think that it does help us, especially being at home. I'm sure the fans are going to come out and be rowdy and excited and treat it as a playoff game, and that's what we hope and expect from them, because you know, we're going to give our all as it is a playoff game.
Ben, you were pretty down at the end of that game. It's a competitor, and you want to get out there and kind of fix what happened in that game?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can't take it back. So you just have to move on and get ready for this week and do the best you can not to make the same mistake and not let your team down.
You think I put you a little more on edge this week going into the next game?
No, I've been doing this long enough. I know how to put things behind me, move on, let it motivate you, and you know, try and bring out the best.
Ben, if you get the sense that defenses have gotten a beat on the short pass and stuff, have been more effective at disrupting the time?
They're definitely keeping an eye on a lot of our short passes. quick game, as we call it, because, you know, we've done a lot of that. That's kind of how we started the year and been pretty successful doing that stuff. So they have sat on a lot of short routes, which means we need to, you know, take advantage of that and double move and push the depth a little more.
Is there anything you can do besides just when your receivers winning at the line of scrimmage, anything beyond that?
No, not really. I mean, that's pretty much what you got to win.
And just to kind of set the record straight, were there plays you could have gone to deep in the second half and did the play calling change kind of from the second half?
Well, there's always options. I mean, anytime you have a pass play, you have multiple options. We don't usually just send one guy out. So there's probably opportunities that, you know, anybody can get the ball, whether they're open, whether they're covered, whether I don't see them. There's always things that are made like that. So there's probably times that I didn't see Heath in the second half that he was open, as with Mike, Antonio, Emmanuel, anybody else that was out there.
Heath put everything on you. He said you missed him every time you were. He was open. No, but there, when he's not a guy that comes back to the huddle and says, look, I was out there, or does he?
No. Heath is, that's why I've always said Heath is one of the most selfless teammates I've ever played with. I'll ask Heath if he was open, and he'll tell me no, and I'll look at film, and he was wide open. And that just speaks volume for him. I trust Heath, and he'll tell me the truth if he was open or wasn't. So that way I know if I need to come back to him.
And what's the feeling in the room about Deshard? Can he still make a positive impact with this team?
Well, he's a pretty darn good football player. If he can help this team win football games, we'll take it.
How about the play, the touchdown to Heath, where you said the play that was called, you know, wasn't an appropriate play for the defense they showed? Could you?
No, I didn't say – I said what I said was they called a prevent defense, and the play we had called was not a good play call. And the play was called before we saw the defense. So they just came out in a defense that you know, had us stumped. There was nothing we could do. So we just improvised and made a play. It had nothing to do with you know, seeing a defense and calling a bad play. It was just the play that was called. They ran the perfect defense for it, and we improvised, and Heath made a play.
Do you know that before you snapped the ball? I mean, could you have changed?
No, they ended up dropping eight guys at the, you know, there towards the end of Mike. A couple guys ran out, so we're just kind of stuck.
Man, you've been in a number of these games over the years. What has gotten results for you in these circumstances?
You know, just obviously try not to turn the ball over. I think that's number one. But just understand the importance, getting the young guys to understand the importance, and, you know, limiting your mistakes.
How do you get the – do you go up to the young guys and say this is important? Or?
Well, I hope – you try not to, honestly. You hope that they just see it in you. You hope that they see the intensity in your eyes and the importance of the game from you and ride off that wave. And if they don't, and if we're pregame and I'm seeing that – someone's not quite focused, I'll go say something to them just to kind of, you know, let them know the importance of every play in this game.
And I was listening to Jaworski talk about how quarterbacks go and game plan with the offense. What kind of much say you kind of have leading up? And, you know, does this offense run plays that you don't like, or do they kind of tailor around?
We do. Ever since I got here, we coordinators do that. They go through game plans, and you can kind of mark off plays you don't like. And for the most part, those plays are out. If a coordinator really loves it, it's probably going to stay in, which is, it's been that way with Wiz, it was that way with BA, I'm sure it's that way with any coordinator. You know, it's, they're coordinators for a reason. You know, they know offenses, and they call the play if they like it, and it's good, we're going to make it work. I don't want to do it.
Ben, has much changed with Cincy's defense over the last 2 months?
A little bit, I think, not a lot, but I think they're, seems like they've got a little more continuity. You know, the guys are getting used to each other, and you know, they're playing very well.